Hey everyone, this is Rosie and Megan, and you're listening to the Unedited Podcast.
Hello, and we're back for our third podcast. After some sort of tidal wave of spilling water everywhere, we've managed to not get it all over the computer or the recording equipment,
which is quite a feat, actually, yeah. Because, wait, the first time it happened... Okay, Megan was just being silly and knocked over her glass. But the second time, I was, like, yelling at Megan's dog, and I somehow managed to do it a second time, and that was just really funny.
It was great, actually.
We have a couple of shout-outs, I guess, for our new section. We've been blogging, and people have actually been checking into our website, and we've gotten some positive feedback.
Yeah, it's great. And so we want to say hello to Gabby and Sachi and Kurt and Jessica, who all left comments to prove that, yes, they listen to us and they don't hate it.
And it's very exciting. So thanks very much to everyone who subscribed to our podcast. It's been awesome. And Jessica, we're not completely sure who you are. You might be a person who we don't know, which would be, in fact, very exciting. Or you might be the, like,
12th Jessica that we know between us. So yeah. If we don't know you already, hi Jessica, it's nice to meet you. If we already know you, then
still hi.
Yeah.
And thank you to everyone. Woo. Okay, so moving on.
So our main topic this week is the Canadian music scene in honor of the Junos being in Calgary.
Yeah.
It's really awesome because there's so many things going on. We have 128 bands playing at 17 venues in the next 2 days,
aka Juno Fest. Also, we have Juno Fanfare. We also have the Songwriter Circle happening.
Then the actual Junos on Sunday as well,
which is important.
Yeah, we should mention that. Rosie had an interview with a musician.
Yes, this musician's name is Samantha Schultz in Alberta. She was coming down to Calgary to play in Juno Fest. Actually, she played yesterday, I think, in the Palomino. Which was sadly not all ages, so me and Megan couldn't go see her. But the good thing was me and Megan did go and see her today on the C train. What was happening is they were having this big gig called Musicians in Motions, I believe. And they were having one person in every cart, and basically people would come in and listen. And she's amazing.
And she's actually only 17.
17, our age.
Which is amazing. She's kind not of? Sound 17, folks. And check out her MySpace. I really think we should plug her here.
Samantha Schultz. Yeah. Like, you guys probably haven't heard of her, but
it kind of... You should have heard of her.
Yeah, and it kind of makes you think that if you guys haven't heard of Samantha Schultz yet, like, how many other bands out there have not been discovered, do not have the chances to get their stuff heard?
American Idol and Canadian Idol don't even brush the half of it, because the people who are on American Idol, they don't write their own stuff necessarily. And they're singing karaoke still, whereas there's so many people who have way past that. Like, they're just ready to make it.
And American Idol and Canadian Idol really only accept people who they think everyone will love. Meaning, no, like, weird indie stuff, no rap. Like, rap is probably, and hip-hop,
big. Yeah, they're not big at all, like, represented on those kind of shows. And I think a lot of the Canadian music scene is indie. Like, you have the mainstream, and there's a lot of mainstream rock, and there is some country, but, like, if you go into, like, Montreal and Vancouver and stuff like that, you do hear a lot of the alternative stuff, and you don't really see that on a lot of the mainstream media and channels.
The only mainstream artist that I can think of is Avril Lavigne.
Well, there's Avril Lavigne, Nickelback, yeah. Blue Rodeo is kind of mainstream.
Kind Bryan of. Adams. Not really.
There's a lot of different artists, and I feel like internationally, like, the well-known people are pretty varied, but in the music scene, air quotes, there's a lot of the independent alt people, and maybe it's the exact same everywhere, and there's a lot of indie bands, but just from my experience, maybe just because I listened to the R330.
So while Megan is having a little laughing fit here, I thought it'd be really exciting to say that we have guests.
Oh my God!
So it's our third podcast, and we decided to bring two of our friends in, and we're going to ask them about music. First of all, Steve, what do you know about Canadian... Wait, first, both of you say hi and introduce yourself. Steve?
Hi, I'm Steve. Yeah.
Stuart?
Very eloquent.
I'm Stuart. Hey there.
So, you can see that they're both very articulate. Steve, what do you know about Canadian music in general?
I don't know. I just find it odd that there's always such a huge focus on, you know, trying to get Canadian content in the radio and such.
That's true. It's because Americans already kind of have it, and now Canadians are all like, we're going to make up the Junos.
Yeah. Because we don't really want them to take over.
Yeah. Okay. Stuart?
I don't know. I think that, like, there's already enough, there's tons of music out there, and people are getting their voices heard the way they need to be, and if people from Canada don't even want to be heard, then I don't think that we should be pushing them to do that. If people want to get their voice heard, I think that we won't need to be making up things like the Juno and such in order to get a Canadian voice out there.
But Canadian people do want to be heard, and it's a good opportunity, actually, despite the fact that, like, yeah, it is kind of like copycat of the Grammys, but like,
well, like pandering to the Canadians, but still it's important. Feel free to argue with us
about, yeah, it. Well, it's good to get people's voices out there,
exactly, honestly. And yeah, like Juno Fest and all the activities that have been happening this week, amazing opportunity for all the new artists to get out there.
Well, and that's not like we're taking opportunities away from the United States, like they don't they're not really short on like mainstream music.
Well, yeah, we're like, oh, 10% Canadian content. Yay.
Okay, that we're just not going to talk about that.
It's kind of just like we need a handicap, like in golf. Yeah. Because otherwise we're just screwed, because the Americans apparently play golf really well. Like,
but our topic isn't golf. It's about Canadian music. So, Stephen, which Canadian artists do you know?
Well, I think we're doing the one song by Feist. That's been going pretty well.
That has been going pretty well, but that's a different story. We'll tell you about that next week. Anyone else?
Oh, there's like Avril Lavigne, but I don't know if that counts as an artist.
Stuart, what do you have to say about that?
No.
That is
the sounds of Stuart's brain melting at the words Avril Lavigne.
Ugh, why is she so bad?
It's just there's so many different genres of music all mushed into one and exploited to the max. It's
you mean
terrible.
Avril Lavigne style?
Yeah, well, it's not that she's got one style of music. There's just a bunch, and there's no differentiating line. And I think that that's important to be in, to have like some kind of
a distinct style.
Exactly. And but it's
but
also,
don't you think that she still has a distinct style?
Can yeah. you really say that it's a distinct style if it's an amalgamation? It's like saying
Avril Lavigne style.
I like ice cream specifically, instead of saying like I like chocolate and vanilla specifically.
But does it matter? Because people play slow songs and fast songs all the time. Do you think you're going to be like, well, you have a lyrical song and you have like a not lyrical song, therefore
you
do not have a style? Like, no, she has a style, and you can't say that like, oh, she takes so many different styles and mushes them together. Like, I'm not sticking up for Avril Lavigne.
Except
I'm just trying to give her a bit of credit. I'm trying to give her a bit of credit because she's a good Canadian artist, and she's a solid like fan base, solid style she does, and she like plays her music, and that's good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't like your girlfriend. Okay, no, don't pause.
We'll make this a very live recording, will we?
You can okay. edit it all you want.
I know.
Stop talking about the editing. We are unedited. Anyway, moving on. I guess that's enough time. Do you guys have anything else to say? Stuart is
laughing.
Still not yeah. getting over this Avril Lavigne part.
I think because we keep saying her name and it like burns. Stuart, for those at home not able to view his expression, is like in pain.
We're just not going to talk about American and Canadian Idol. Okay, Stuart's killing himself now. Anyway, everyone, hope you guys enjoyed this. On to our fake fact of the day.
She means fake fact of the week, folks. I know you've been looking forward to it, so here it is. Every artist who's made it big has been booed off the stage at least twice in their career.
It's believable.
Yeah, because I'm sure at one point in their life,
they sucked.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin wasn't always awesome.
And then think about some, like, weird indie alternative band who, like, to us is, like, still kind of weird when you start listening to them, and then you like, kind of get into it.
Yeah.
Like, imagine the first time they ever played for someone.
I'm sure they had really weird looks on their face while they were listening to it, so
people were probably just confused.
Everyone has bad musical experiences, though. Anytime you're performing anything in front of people, things are likely to go wrong eventually.
Does that mean you have a bad musical experience, Megan?
Of course I do. I mean, I'm not really a musician, but the talent show in elementary school, there was definitely an incident with a microphone not being on, so I had to do it twice. It was really, really nerve-wracking, so that was fun.
That's so horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, what about me?
Yeah.
Okay, I used to play piano, and I've played
she
piano
still plays
basically.
Piano.
Well, yes, but I haven't taken a lesson since last year, but when I was really young, I remember this one time, I think I was four, something like, okay, not four, like maybe six or something.
She was young,
folks. I was young. And we were having this recital, and this was when I still lived in Red Deer, and I remember it's hard, and you forget in the middle, and you have to stop and be like, what's next?
Dun, dun, dun.
And then you just have to start playing anyway, even if you can't remember. Yeah, it's pretty nerve-wracking.
I'm sure you guys all have your own embarrassing performance stories, so feel free to share them in the comments, send us emails. We might even read your humiliating stories on the next podcast if they're really good.
Really? What's our email again, Megan?
Well, Rosie, it's alwaysunedited@gmail.com.
Great. So, we have some, okay, slightly exciting news, not really at all, but we have a slight cliffhanger next week, or next podcast,
which is hopefully next week.
It will be the first of a series.
It'll be the first of a trilogy.
Even. There you go. And what is this trilogy about, you ask? Well, it's about balance. So, balance between what, you may ask us? Well, there's lots of things you have to balance in your life. You have to balance family, you have to balance friends, what you're doing in sports or music or school versus your extracurricular activities. Which one is going to be next week? No one knows.
Except us.
I enjoy your sound effects a lot.
Thanks. They're fabulous. And actually, we would be willing to get some guests to talk on all of these subjects. So if you feel that you leave either a very chaotic life and need balance or a very balanced life, why don't you leave a comment on our site?
And maybe we'll try and coerce you into coming on our podcast.
Yeah, because we had a guest today, so I think we should make that kind of a regular thing.
That'd be fun.
And our website is at uneditedpodcast.blogspot.com, so you can leave comments out there, of course.
As always.
Exactly. And speaking of, if you missed it the first time, our email address is alwaysunedited@gmail.com. And so I guess all there's left to say is that I'm Megan.
And I'm Rosie.
And we're unedited.
This week we have bonus features even with an outtake.
So that was Megan's cell phone, and it might sound weird because we had to pause it.
And because that's Mike why intervened
all, in that's the why it's all, podcast. Like, cut off.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back on with the spiel.